Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Coming up in this edition, Ghana reaches debt restructuring deal with bilateral creditors, a move critical to securing $360 million from the International Monetary Fund. Meanwhile, government fails to reach debt deal with international bondholders to restructure $13 billion debt. We'll hear from the finance minister. Plus, price of petrol and diesel projected to increase by about 5 and 4% respectively at the pumps in the coming days, but LPG to go down by 8%. These and many more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka. A look now at our stories. Ghana has reached a deal with bilateral creditors on restructuring of debts owed by the lenders. Joy Business understands that the deal was reached through the official creditor committee in February this year. But why has the announcement delayed? George Wiafe has answers in the following report from Washington, D.C., where he's covering the annual IMF World Bank Springs meeting.
Joy Business understands that the deal with the international bilateral creditors were reached by CAFMED with them at their last engagement in Paris in February this year. This deal can be described as that final memorandum of understanding that Ghana should secure with the bilateral creditors when it comes to restructuring the more than $5 billion owed these creditors. However, sources say government cannot break communication on this deal because it's supposed to come through the official creditor committee under the G20 Common Framework for restructuring these debts. This should mean that Ghana may have passed this very important requirement that can help the IMF staff to go to its management and board for Ghana to pass the second review under the IMF program. This could lead to the disbursement of some $360 million to Ghana in June this year.
George Yaffe with that report. Meanwhile, Ghana has failed to reach a deal with the African group of Eurobond holders. Here is an update from Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam.
Over the last 2 months, we've been more aggressive in our negotiation with the commercial creditors and the bond holders, the Eurobond holders. And we are very confident that if things go the way they are, we certainly will reach a deal at some point. But what is significant is that in all these negotiations, we are mindful about the fiscal targets. We are mindful about the debt sustainability targets. Because we do not want to reach a deal which falls outside the program targets for debt sustainability.
Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, speaking there now. The Ghana Revenue Authority has indicated that it will start taxing foreign income of resident Ghanaians. The GRA says it is in the process to complete the necessary assessment needed to commence the tax. Julie Isiam is Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority.
As we speak, the team is putting together all the letters that will go to any applicable individual resident Ghanaian who has some taxes on foreign income. The Commissioner for DTRD is leading this important initiative, and we can confirm, credibly confirm, that by the end of April, individual letters would have gone out to the individuals. This is a game changer. This is not a measure that's only going to plug this in terms of everything that we're doing to fulfill our IMF commitment for 2024, but this is a sustainable measure, continuous sustainable measure, transformative measure for our revenue measures going forward.
Julie Isiam is the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority. To one of our headline stories, the price of petrol and diesel are projected to further increase by about 5 and 4% respectively at the pumps in the coming days. That's according to the Institute for Energy Security. However, liquefied petroleum gas could see users enjoy some price cuts by about 8%. The price changes, according to IES, is as a result of international market dynamics and the poor performance of the local currency. The IES has also blamed it on the international national policy changes and directives from the National Petroleum Authority. Here is Adam Yakubu, research analyst at IES.
Following the recent geopolitical tensions that we are seeing in the Middle East that have adverse impact on the performance of crude and eventually refined products. Also, the Ghana Cedi in the last pricing window didn't do so well, losing some 2.43% of its value against the United States dollar. And the new directives of both reintroduction of the price stabilization levy and also introduction of a price floor.
Adam Yakubu is a research analyst with the Institute of Energy Security. To some other business stories, the Ghana Association of Banks is warning customers of banks to avoid divulging their financial details to fraudulent persons who call to demand such information. Speaking to Joy Business, a member of the Committee on Technology and Cybersecurity, Desmond Yao Iduse, stressed that fraudulent activities in the financial sector could be reduced if customers are circumspect in sharing information.
There are basic responsibilities of the customers. It includes they not sharing the password. The bank is also making its most of bringing other controls such as two-factor authentication, and we expect them to embrace it. People would be calling them, impersonating the banks, requesting for password, pins. We expect that they do not give them out because those things the bank would not request. If anything, they should come to the banks and verify instead of listening to people on call and giving them those very critical information, because once they do, it can compromise them and allow the people to steal their funds.
Desmond Yao Iduse is a member of the Committee on Technology and Cybersecurity at the Ghana Association of Banks. A former chief executive officer of the National Pensions Regulatory Authority, Hayford Atakofi, is asking pension practitioners to exude professionalism in their line of duty. According to him, Ghana's pension scheme can get better if practitioners in the sector improve their output. Mr. Atakofi spoke to Joy Business at the launch of his book titled Principles of Pension and Trusteeship in Ghana.
Principles upon which pensions are based, they are based on the principle of trust, because you're going to leave your money with people for about 45 years. If you don't have trust in their ability and in their professionalism, you cannot do that. And therefore, the practitioners also need to make sure that the kind of trust that people have for them, they should also be transparent and follow the duty of care.
Still listening to the Joy Business Report. Some tourism operators are calling for policies that will help reduce costs of domestic tourism to encourage Ghanaians travel across the country. According to the managing director for Adansi Travel and Tours, Gideon Asari, this has been a worrying trend and affects revenue generation from the sector. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the 11th anniversary of Adansi Travel and Tours.
One of the setbacks for domestic tourism has been the cost. Some complain that it's a bit costly for Ghanaians to travel around the country. So what we seek to do, or what we are doing at Adansi Travels to make things better, is to negotiate the rates with these hotels, with transport companies, And so when you join our package, you realize that it's very cheap compared to when you are doing it alone or on your own. So to make domestic tourism more sustainable, we need to look at those cost factors.
Gideon Asare is the managing director of Adansi Travel and Tours. Now, for your insurance tip on Money Lab, we shed more light on planning your retirement.
Hello there. Welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ransom Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. On our previous episode, we discussed retirement. Today, we'll be talking about retirement planning. Retirement planning is preparing today for your future life so that you continue to meet all your goals and dreams independently. Retirement planning is important because at retirement, you experience a reduction in your income and an increase in expenditure, i.e. health and basic needs. Your financial choices during your working years will greatly impact your income during your retirement. Here are some helpful tips to help you in your planning for a comfortable retirement. The best time to start is now. It's never too late or too early to start. Start by identifying your sources of income, such as your Tier 2 and your Tier 3 lump sum benefits. Implement a savings program that is to compare your income with your estimated expenditure. And then plan your investment and projected income to meet your expenses by investing more and implementing a lifestyle change to reduce costs. Till we come your way again on our next episode of Money Lab, please remember to plan well and retire well.
Just gone by was Ransford Mantikole, the head of new business advisory at Enterprise Trustees Limited, with insurance tip on Money Lab, basically highlighting some ways to plan ahead of your retirement. And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection and EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Talking about EcoBank, let me tell you more about the EcoBank salary account. Well, it's a special account designed for workers of all income brackets desirous of receiving their salaries through EcoBank. With the EcoBank salary account, you are guaranteed all the benefits of a normal savings or current account plus minimal. EcoBank salary account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 10,000 cedis, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the EcoBank Save as You Spend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. Remember, the insurance policy covers death, permanent or temporary disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment, and more. Savings or current account holders at EcoBank do not have to close their existing accounts to enjoy the numerous benefits of the EcoBank salary account. Just ask your brand to switch your existing account to the EcoBank salary account. Non-EcoBank account holders should approach any EcoBank branch and ask for the EcoBank salary account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at EcoBank. Call EcoBank to free on 0800 003 225 whenever, wherever for further details. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Thanks so much for your company. Ignition is next. Do enjoy.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad. Only at Zaxby's.